UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Yo, Jeff, won't you give me a Hooper beat or something? Something that I can go to the park to. Yeah, there you go. All right. I like that. I like that. Yeah, sound dope.
Bust him in the eye, sir. You want to fight? Come fight me. I hit you with the wow. See, see, I get dirty at the dark. I treat you like Spielberg. You get your ass kicked in the park. You don't believe me. The proof is in the pudding. A boy in the hood way before Cuba Gooding. I flip straight with the mad Paul style freeze. Music, please. I dribble around like basketballums. People call me ET.
What's that check, man?
Extra tallums. You're better than Shaq Tech, fool. Shut up, liar. I lean on a Statue of Liberty when I get tired. Then I punch her in the stomach. I don't give a heck.
Hey, yo, why you pull the hooker like that?
Yo, she breathes on my neck. People walk around like, yo, they get charged. But I'm big like a gorilla. 6'7" at the large. Rhymes like New Duck Quan do. I smoke the mic like
well, maybe it wasn't
Chan
Chan.
You don't like Shaq, frankly, I don't give a damn. I know I got skills, man. I know I got skills.
Oh, I do enjoy it. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Dave DeMarcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It feels like that song was a lot hotter back in the day. And speaking of heat, let me remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I got a couple shout-outs. Starting off, Liquor Barn. Hey, guys, gas prices are high, so let Liquor Barn use their gas and bring your order to you. Orders over $50 have no delivery fee. It's quick and easy. Just place an order for pickup or delivery. Download the Liquor Barn or the Liquor Barn app, or visit liquorbarn.com. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Speaking of celebrating life, shout out Jamie Valvano, the prodigal son today, turning 27 years old. Happy birthday, little bro. So tasty stuff there. Also, want to give a shout out to the Cincinnati Reds last night. Got a nice little dub over the Miami Marlins, thanks in part to a grand slam. His first ever from Jonathan India. Game two of that series tonight. 6:10 coverage begins over on ESPN 680 105.7. Also want to give a thank you to our friends at Louisville Geek Computers, baby. Louisville Geek making life much better around here for us, especially the producers. We just got out of the dark ages with our computers and internet security, and they can help your business too. Seriously, Marcus, like, it was laughable how bad our security is. Like, we can laugh about it now because I don't think anything got stolen, but I mean, it was basically just daring people. You remember that show, Trap Car or whatever,
where they would, bait car. It was awesome.
Yeah, which it was so terrible television, but it was still like kind of funny. Yeah,
riveting.
Yeah, it was. It was like I didn't want to watch it. I was like, just put Impractical Jokers on. But this was, yeah, like I wound up watching that show like 45 minutes at a time.
If
but,
I could suspend reality, like your famous argument with Pops, if I could suspend reality, I would acknowledge Big Car's a good show.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, exactly. If I could go into like the time capsule or whatever that they did with like Dragon Ball Z, where they could train, but it wouldn't take time, so right. They could like get a year's worth of training in a day. I would probably have that on my television because that's time I don't want to invest, but I do want to invest. But that's basically what our security was. It was a running car in a bad part of town with the door open, and thank God we didn't get stuff stolen. But now we have it locked down thanks to our friends at Louisville Geek. They can help your business too. So if you need any form of IT service, talk to our newest best friends at Louisville Geek. Visit LouisvilleGeek.com to find out more. And soon to come, the Louisville Geek sound machine to play sound from our studios. And I mentioned the Reds and Marlins over on 680. I'd be remiss not to mention the Cardinal Insider will be on our airwaves on 93.9 The Ville. Join Jody Demling at 5:30. It'll go to 6:30. And again, it's right here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. So there you go. Whole lot of stuff, whole lot of shout outs, and happy birthday, little bro.
There's a TikTok. And by the way, happy one day belated birthday, Nolan Smith.
Hey, there you go, coach.
Enjoy your day, coach. Coach Nolan Smith. Listen. And just don't listen to local media. We're insane. Yesterday, I was talking to Steve, and Steve said there should be a media hazard pay bonus for all coaches at the University of Louisville.
I think that's fair.
Listen, I was looking at, and speaking of a bait car, I was looking at two TikTok videos. One was San Francisco, and one was like this lady saying, just open, like, basically pull down the hatchback to the back seat and let people know there's nothing in my trunk, right? And leave your door cracked open just enough for them to not break your windows if they're breaking into your car, but just make sure they can see how empty your car is, right? And I'm just like, that's terrible. like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, listen, if you want to squeeze your skinny arm in there to unlock my door, when you can obviously see there's nothing in this car, then you're just a riffraff to society, you know?
Yeah, basically.
And it was like, but that, I was like, that can't be your survival tactic. Look.
Yeah, that has to be some sort of weird, like, fetish or, like, klepto thing where, you know, I mean, you're not, this is not sustainable. This has to just be, like, some dark hobby. Like, seriously, right? I mean, or just meth, you know? It's one of those two.
Yeah, just like, my car, look. Basically, that's what we were doing with our computer system. Like, we're going to show y'all that there's absolutely zero value in the sound, in the security system.
Right.
Of our
and if
computers.
You're stealing it, you're just doing it for kicks, or like I said, you are strung out on something.
So,
by the way, the shout out, you know, Louisville's finest. They're across the street. The traffic cops, I think they're coming over for lunch. It's a popular spot over here at Cardinal Town. But it tickled me because there's three of them. They obviously were giving their friend a ride, and the two guys in the front, and there was one guy sitting in the back, and he had to be let out by his friends in the front, which I just thought was kind of funny.
Was the child lock on the back?
Yeah, it has
door.
The child lock. So, yeah, he opened it, and it was like, you know, I feel like, you know, there's extra extra pressure in the shotgun game there.
Yeah, we have to flip a coin over that. Like, if there's three police officers together, it's like, I'm not riding in the back. Like, hey, Marcus, you want to go get some lunch with us? It's like, yeah, but I'm not riding back. So we're going to have to flip over it. It's like, yeah, just I don't care. Like, I'm not, listen, respect my position as LMPD.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not riding,
yeah,
I'm not
riding
back.
No,
I'll
yeah.
meet y'all there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's definitely if you're the rookie, that's an easy thing, you know. But I feel like that's lovable hazing, you know,
good
if
point.
You can, you know, just keep him back there and then, yeah, we'll get your lunch for you.
Nikki, the other TikTok was guy in Atlanta. He rolled down his windows to his car and he sprinkled like fake glass on his window edge and on the ground and right in the passenger seat. And he's like, man, he's
sprinkled
like,
what?
Fake glass.
Oh, so it
like
oh,
fake
okay.
Glass
okay.
Shard and just left us with the and he was like, man, what you doing? He's like, you got broken into? He's like, nah, player. He's like, this fake glass right here, bro. He's like, this Atlanta, man. he's like, listen, I want them to walk up to my car and say, oh, somebody already got him.
That's a hell of a tactic. That's like playing dead with a grizzly.
I saw that too, Nikki. I saw Whoa. Recently, I saw it wasn't playing dead. You know what it was? I saw the teacher using her teacher voice and making, and it was like up on, like the bear climbed up on her on a patio on the second floor or something.
Right.
And she came out using her teacher voice like she's scolding a kid. And the bear actually followed directions and got off her patio. That, yeah, that was one. And the other guy was like, stand behind me and raise your hands really high in the air. And we're going to chase this bear off. You know what I'm saying? But here's the problem, Nikki. I watched this little TikTok twice. Okay? And the bear was kind of sniffing around and coming a little closer. Could you imagine you saying, hey, stand behind me and put your arms up in the air really big so he can look really tall. And I'm going to say, get out of here, bear. And I was watching it, right? And I was fascinated because I was like, now that's a real mountain man right there.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's an OG. Nikki, when I watched the video the second time, the guy has a 357 Magnum in his right hand. And I'm like, it was like the biggest heel turn. Going from being impressed to,
yeah, man, you got nature's game shark right yeah. there, man. That's a cheat code if ever I've
yeah.
seen one.
Like, yes, guy, whoever you are, mountain man, I would talk a lot more confident to a bear if I had a 357 Magnum in my right hand. I mean, this is Dirty Harry right here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That thing will put a hole through.
You can,
a
yeah.
mansion.
Seriously.
Yeah. So listen, when I saw that on the second time, I'm like, I have no faith in the world now. Like I've lost all faith.
I will say, I'm looking at it from twofold. One, like, I mean, if you're bringing a 357 Magnum with you probably want to find a way to use it because I mean it's a badass gun. But on the other hand, I mean, depending on what type of bear this is, that's a guy who knows his thing because he's like, well, I mean, if this is a grizzly bear, I mean, that's an apex predator. Like, you know, he might know the game. He'd be like, yeah, it might look like I'm bringing a gun to a knife fight, but no, yeah. I'm bringing a very strong pen to a bear fight. Like,
yeah,
this thing, you don't mess with this thing.
He still might get you, but like, if you don't, like, I don't know if that 357 was going to stop that bear as fast as you think it would.
Oh, yeah. No, those things are like, I remember we fell down a wormhole, and I think I've told this story on the air before, but we were in a class. I don't want to brag, but you know, I know it goes against the brand, but I was actually pretty smart. I was just a really lazy, smart kid, and that we had like a gifted and talented class or whatever called Venture, where you could go, and it was basically just a course, like a semester study course. And it was awesome because they kind of gave us, you know, freedom to like research our stories. And if you were like a lot of the kids in there, smart, lazy kids, you could just go in the library and fall down wormholes and read about bear attacks like we did for like a week and a half.
Right.
And they like this one quote always stuck out with me. They said, what is the biggest difference between grizzly bears and black bears? That, you know, grizzly bears you find more towards, you know, in the western part of the country, and black bears you find in like the you know, Adirondack, like, you know, the East Coast.
Yep.
And they said this. The park ranger said this. He said, you know, typically when you're going hiking in bear country, when you check in at, you know, the forest ranger post, we'll give you bear mace and whistles and things along that line, just because, you know, you're basically going into bear territory, and these things will help deter bear attacks. We've studied the bears, and the black bear feces basically contain berries and small game and sometimes larger game like deer. The grizzly bear droppings typically contain bear mace and whistles and like also it's like, yeah, like these
apex grizzlies.
Yeah, these grizzlies are just, they are the walking embodiment of no F's given. And yeah, you probably need more than one 357 Magnum to have a puncher's chance against
have
one of those
seen,
things.
Have you seen the video of the bear that sees his reflection in the mirror?
I saw, this is going to sound lame, but I saw like the caption for that, but I never watched it.
Okay. Yeah. No, that happens all the time. Listen, look, stop putting those mirrors in the forest, people, like just to see a bear's reaction. Cause this bear runs up on another bear in his mind. Right. And when he saw that other bear, I use a phrase a lot on this show as often as possible, on sight. This bear tried to go through that mirror, checked around back, came back around front, saw that bear again in the mirror, did not realize that was a reflection, but it's like that bear's gangster got tested, and he did not go backwards at all. I'm pretty sure it was a grizzly, but he did not back down whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, unless there's some sort of scientific reason that you're doing that, and even if there is, maybe don't. You know, sometimes science is, you know, this might go against my side, you know, but
Right. Sometimes
science is a little bit too much coulda, not shoulda. You know what I mean? So why are you pissing off grizzly bears?
I know.
I mean, you know, unless there's like some sort of serious medical thing that you're doing, it kind of seems like you're just pissing them off. Because now that bear has, you know, his animal instincts going, he's ready to, you know, fight, flight, or freeze, and he's all about fight. And now he doesn't get the sweet release of that.
Listen,
so now he's going to be a pent up angry grizzly bear.
You talk about Smokey. The bear, that bear wanted to smoke.
it sounded like it.
I was like, Jesus. Like, okay. So anyway, bear conversation, Kenny Payne conversation. Well, we transfer or whatever. You go from bear conversation to Kenny Payne conversation. Nikki, I was a lawyer yesterday. Now I think I am in the realization mode. This is another self-help moment. This is a therapy session. Okay? On the Kenny Payne topic. Now, I got to say this. Yesterday and last night, I got upset with people. I got frustrated. I got frustrated with people who were trying to prove to me that DJ Wagner or his family is benefiting in some way by Nike or through Nike. Okay? Their mission was to prove to me that DJ Wagner is getting some kind of benefit from Nike. And this is what happened. This is something about me. Steve calls it negotiating with terrorists. Okay. this is Steve. Steve uses, when Steve is at his peak, frustrated, he either goes on vacation or this phrase comes out of his mouth. I'm not going to negotiate with a terrorist. You know what I call it?
What's that?
Arguing with women.
Negotiating with terrorists, arguing with women.
Yes. Steve I
call that rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Listen. I'm sorry if somebody's offended with what I'm saying. I'm not. This is my world and this is my experience of what I know. I have a woman dead to rights in our argument. Okay, Nikki? Dead to rights. And I have developed a strategy over the course of my many, many years on this planet. And I may have voiced this strategy, but this strategy has saved my sanity. Okay? What the strategy is, Nikki, is when I bring up a discussion that we have to debate or have to argue about, if I bring up a subject, we stay on this subject, okay? If I have a problem with a woman leaving her shampoo on the back of the toilet seat or something, right? If I have a problem with that and I say, hey, you asked me to always lift or put down the seat. I don't want you to leave your shampoo on that top part of the toilet anymore, please. Okay. Now this is the argument. Okay. This is where Steve calls it negotiating with terrorists. And this is where I call it arguing with women. You know what that conversation turns into, Nikki?
It turns into,
well, you need to stop leaving the spatula in the sink, right? And I say, no, 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 no. Today, it's about the shampoo on the toilet. Because over the course of my lifetime, the best argument strategy is to find some place or some other argument or some conversation and lump it in with the shampoo on the back of the toilet conversation. Before you know it, we're arguing about how kitchen spatulas should be stored. And before you know it, I lost. Before you know it, I'm arguing because I'm wrong about my spatula etiquette. Right? And then you say, what the hell just happened? How the hell did I end up arguing about where I placed the spatula? And it started off with me just saying, stop leaving your shampoo on the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay?
You lost. As soon as you began, sir.
Yes. You listen. But once I started drawing the line in the sand, hey, I only argue one thing at a time. You know, hey, this is my set rule at the beginning. If I bring an issue to you, we stay on this issue. Now, here's the thing. You can determine with your partner however long you need to be able to bring up another argument. It should be somewhere around 2 hours. Listen, go to your corner for 2 hours. Now, if you still got something on your mind 2 hours later after this shampoo on the toilet conversation, we can do that. Okay? So that's like a tactic that I've developed. One argument at a time.
The Maben maneuver. I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm still going to lose my arguments, but maybe I can cover the spread.
Listen, you can definitely cover the spread. If you Maben maneuver and say, hey, I have to be able to speak my mind freely without instant attack on some other thing that I do wrong. Because you'll never be able to speak your mind freely if you can't keep it here, okay? So here's the conversation, Nikki. I have not abided by my Maben maneuver principles in social media, in media. I've been pulled into the kitchen spatula conversation every time I talk Kenny Payne and recruiting. Right? Because this is where it starts, Nikki. It starts with five guys who are in the top 40. Five players in the top 40 of this year's class or next year's class. Going on record in their respective recruiting worlds. Going on record saying, I probably have the best relationship with Kenny Payne. Right? That's where it starts. Imagine having a coach that has five, let's just say seven, because he's really been on top of the recruiting trail, 23, 24. Five guys, seven guys that in the top 30 that say, I got the best, like top 20. You know what? I'll say top 25, just to be fair. And you'll see why these numbers aren't going to matter as much. Seven guys out of the top 25. It's like a third of the top 25 recruits are saying, Louisville's recruiting me the hardest, and I have the best relationship with the Louisville staff. By itself, it's the end of the Kenny Payne conversation if you have a third of the top recruiting market saying you got the best relationships. Yes, you can say, well, but If NIL gets some more, if something else gets, it's like, yes, I will grant you your but what if argument, but what if injury argument, but what if you don't want an NIL? Okay, I'll grant you that. But you have to grant me that if guys are saying a third of the top 25 in all of college basketball recruiting your head coach has a player say, I have the best relationship with this coach. This is like me isolating my argument to say, you don't think that's impressive? Before you know it, I'm arguing about DJ Wagner and what it would mean if his family is benefiting from Nike, because that means Nike is going, is Kentucky's a Nike school, and before you know it, Cal's getting DJ Wagner because Nike. And I'm just like, how did I get here? How did I get back to the kitchen and the spatula?
I was wondering how you were gonna tie all that together.
How did
that was
I
well
get
done, I like that.
Into the kitchen spatula. I was just giving props to Kenny Payne being in the top 25, top 30, having seven guys in this top area saying, I have the best relationship with Kenny Payne. I went to talking about, before you know it, I was having to explain to people, Nikki, that could you imagine, I'll use Louis Rabeau. Can you imagine Louis Rabeau of catwest.com? I shouldn't put him in James Street, but let's put James Street. But I won't just affiliate Louis Rabeau with Cat West. Okay. James Strebel of CatWest.com releases an article, right? And this article is talking about the number one women's basketball player in the country, has been the number one player as a freshman, has been the number one player as a sophomore, number one point guard as a junior, and coming into their senior year, number one point guard, right? And James Strebel from CatWest.com says, and ladies point guard, the number one ladies point guard in the country is picking up momentum to go to Kentucky. You know who the number one women's point guard's name is in the country? Olivia Denise Reeves Maben.
Hey.
Could you imagine if my granddaughter was the number one point guard in the country, and I open up my newspaper and somebody from CatWest.com is saying, oh, there's obviously been a shift in the momentum of Olivia Denise Reeves Maben's recruitment. And it's like, you think I would know that if my granddaughter had all of a sudden picked up recruiting momentum at Kentucky? Like, you kidding me? My point to that is there's not been any kind of swings in momentum in the DJ Wagner recruitment. But before you know it, I'm arguing about spatulas again. Okay? And then, Nikki, because we have to bring this all home. Because this is the world I've been living in. And this is why I have to get out of this world of recruiting debates. Okay? So, Nikki, what are the three recruiting services that basically the media uses?
247, Rivals, ESPN, and now On3's gaining traction, but it's not our favorite here.
Let's just throw in. Okay, that's perfect. ESPN, 247, On3, and Rivals. Okay? Now, Nikki, we have watched. I've talked about this for 5 years straight. I said, if you commit early, you're going to drop. Why are you going to drop? Because it's not conducive to continue to talk about players that are already signed with universities. It does not benefit companies that work on clicks. Can we agree with that? Can we all agree with just the simple premise that it doesn't benefit a company to talk about a kid who's already committed to Syracuse? Because once your list is complete of where the kids are going, there's not much intrigue. Right? I think that's it's like saying you're not winning Mr. Basketball in the state of Kentucky after you commit to Louisville. Like, get Coach Davenport. Get anybody who's been on this planet in 50 years. You have maybe one example of a guy. We just had to give it to this guy that's going to Louisville. But for the most part, like, you know, you're automatically out of running. We would have to, like I said, I don't need a bunch of research to prove to y'all that once you commit, you slowly move down the rankings. Unless you're at one of the media-friendly programs. That, there's certain ways to get your recruit and keep them up in the rankings, okay? So let's do this. And I explained this last night, so sorry for people if you feel like you're getting a rewind. In one hand, Nikki, I have 247, ESPN, Rivals, On3, whatever. I got them in one hand, okay? We've watched over 50 years, let's just say 20 years, recruiting services, players' rankings fall when they're committed because they don't make good content. So content creators are also people who determine the ranks of the players. On the other hand, Nikki, I have Kenny Payne, Danny Manning, Nolan Smith, Josh Jameson, Milt Wagner. I have recruiting services in one hand, and I have all these guys with national championships and experience and NBA and all this stuff in the other hand. I realized I'm sitting here arguing content creators versus real actual experts in athletics. And I'm like, Marcus, you just spent your last however many months and however many years saying these experts know more than these people, and these experts I should be following what kind of players they like, who they're going after. These experts in Kenny Payne, Nolan Smith, Danny Manning, they know more. And here's the thing. If they get a class, if they get a recruiting class, I had this conversation with Steve too. I don't want to mess up the phrasing. If Kenny Payne got the number 8 class in the country, right? Do you realize we've already set the narrative like that would be a failure? If Kenny Payne had the number 8 class in the country, well, he's not for top 5. And then I'm going to say, says who? Says right. Who? And then before you know it, I'm arguing. I'm negotiating with terrorists. I'm arguing about the spatula. Well, Marcus, On3 has Kenny Payne's class at 9. 247, no disrespect, has his class at 6. And somebody else, and I'm like, well, the experts who actually are going to live by the production they get on the floor thinks that's the class they wanted. And then I'm like, okay, Marcus, are you going to be in sports media or not? Listen, do you want this woman in your house or not? Listen, that's the, it's the circle of life. That is it. Like, can you believe, Nikki, that the most simplest, the simplest argument circles me back around to, I have 4 expert coaches. They're experts at recruiting. They've proved they're experts at player development and recruiting. And in my job, I have to argue with
non-experts and fan base that you should trust the experts more than you trust the rankings. And then I said, you know what? That's why Steve took a vacation.
You knew the that's game.
That's why Steve, he knew. He knew that I was running into a brick wall of insanity arguing about that. With that being said, Nikki, did you see the videos of the Louisville players working out?
Like when they were out, like running in the field and stuff?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Throwing the medicine ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Nikki. What kind of sick torture is Kenny Payne into? Nikki, could you imagine running sprints, holding a broomstick on your shoulders and your hands on both ends? That, what kind of torture run is that, Nikki? You know what that looks like to me? That looks like you got in trouble for leaning over after the workout. And, like, could you imagine running wind sprints and having to have your hold a stick across your back and shoulders as you're running as hard as you can?
What's that do? Is it like tighten the core or something?
Nikki, it's just torture. Okay, am I painting a picture? Do people understand what I'm saying? Like, put a broom across on the back of your neck and your shoulders and hang and hold the broom on both ends, right, to where your arms can't come down because they're holding the broom that's on your back and shoulders. And imagine running your suicides like that. Not being able to go down and touch the line, just running with your arms up in the air. With a stick on the back of your neck. Whose idea was that? Whose idea? There's a picture that we made fun of last week of Kamari Lance getting punched in the stomach during his jump shots. You know how you see some of these videos, Nikki, nowadays of these kids training, and you're like, these trainers, they don't have any idea what they're doing. Y'all just making up stuff now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just making up stuff. Like, yeah, there's nothing. I mean, yes, it looks like exercise, but that's just stupid. Running wind sprints, holding a stick. And here's the problem, Nikki. I'm talking about it, and it's probably the best scientific exercise you can do for your upper body. You know? And
yeah, I feel like there has to be some kind of, like, you know, but... At the same time, it does kind of just look like, isn't that what the Japanese did to POWs? Yeah, like,
right. Nick, listen, in real life, I'm like, okay, it's obvious that's some targeted exercise. You know what I'm saying? And just thinking about the difficulty of running suicides while, you know, I mean, yes, I could not imagine the difficulty of that. Right, but just as a parent, this is why Kenny Payne had to talk to the parents before he talked to the kids. Back when everybody was like, why hasn't he had a meeting with this kid? Why hasn't he reached out to this kid? Because I got to talk to the parents first. Hey, mom, dad, I'm going to torture your child. Okay, I'll let you know that. Listen, I know you heard. Look, there's some rumors about me. Oh, Kenny Payne can just get your kid to the league, and Kenny Payne can do this, and Kenny Payne can do that. Listen, ma'am, sir, I'm going to do unspeakable things to your kid to get him to the NBA. Okay? Now, if you're not going to give me complete and utter control over his physical health, then this is not the place for you to send your child. I'm going to punch him in the stomach when he shoots jump shots. It's called the torture run. Actually, no. Like you said, Nikki, we got something called the POW run, ma'am. And it's very difficult, but it's an effective way to, when the games get close at the end, I don't want my kids bending over looking tired.
Right.
So we do the POW run.
Trust me, the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah, right. But you have to explain that to the mom and dad. And now, listen, you know what I'm going to say? Coaching staff, stop releasing the videos of the torture sessions. I love videos to know what my guys are doing. Whatever happened to just old school dunk highlights and three-point highlights? I don't want to see – listen, I love to see that my players are working out really hard. But I – Kenny, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to get in trouble if you're torturing our young basketball players. Now, if you can get to the season without getting a complaint from from a parent calling the NCAA, Master P is going to call the NCAA and say, y'all are killing my kids.
Can you imagine they're just like, Master P's on line one. Something about Kenny Payne. And then they're just like, oh, thank God. We thought it was Scotty D again calling about the Bellarmine nonsense. Yeah, yeah. You know, keep ignoring that. You know, let's
Bellarmine nonsense. Say the Bellarmine.
No. I'm saying that's how they refer to because they, you know, can't just do the right thing in that. But that would be amazing if
Master P on
Master
line one.
Master P and Scotty D.
They're overworking their kids in Louisville, Kentucky. Both the coaches. Because Coach Davenport is doing the same thing, too. These coaches are insane.
Machiavellian, my friend.
I should have been a coach.
You would have, yeah. And look, there's still time, you know.
Go. POW drill. Let's get it. Roll along with Dennis Marcus Bevin on 939 DeVille.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to Middays with Marcus Maben. Nikki V here. I want to give a quick shout-out to our friends at TommyInTheDelivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Today we got Gustavo's. How you doing? That's not Italian. I don't know why I said how you doing. I'm a big fan of Gustavo's. Love me some Gustavo's. It's a favorite of the missus and I. And locally owned Delivery.com, bringing the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use promo code Order now, $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers, get paid per delivery and keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, check them out, delivery.com, your neighborhood deliver. Taco Tuesday. All right, I'm not LeBron, but, you know, you get the point. Good morning. I'm Nick Falvano, the Sports Center Update, brought to you by Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Starting in hoops, UK landing a 5-star recruit in Justin Edwards. He picked UK over Tennessee last night. Edwards currently ranked as the number 3 player in the class of 2023 by 247 Sports Composite Rankings. He's ranked as high as the number 2 overall player by 247 Sports after the GG Jackson reclassification into the 2022 class. On the diamond, the Reds, they scorched the Marlins last night, beating the Fish 11-2, thanks in part to Jonathan India's first ever career Grand Slam.
Who does not yet have a Grand Slam. And he bashes that ball, destroys it to left. Upper deck Grand Slam. India is locked in.
A Grand Slam for...
Grand Slam for Jonathan India there. Sorry. The clip kind of died on me. Game 2 of that series tonight can be heard over on ESPN 680, 105.7 tonight, 6:40. The Bats, they're kicking off a series with Columbus, 7:05 tonight, weather permitting. Of course, in the Gas Bags, they fell to Team Goodwood, 5-2.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? the pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.